And happy Pentecost. Friends, our scripture today comes from the book of Acts, chapters 2, 1 through 21. So Pentecost, as Jane Ann said, is typically recognized as the birthday of the church and offers us a creative opportunity to celebrate the wonder and mystery of God, the teachings of Jesus, and the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit. So this scripture today is long, as I said. Hang in there with me, because you, as always, the best is last. From the book of Acts, chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like a rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors of Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In their own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, they are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be,' God declares, 'that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men will see dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the comings of the great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." For the word of God of Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God between us, within us, thanks be to God. Friends, will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. Well, friends, welcome to the final and last Sunday of our sermon series. Y'all didn't know we had a sermon series? Well, neither did we. Yet, when I look back since March 15th, that was our first live stream, or when the pandemic really began to impact as a congregation, and I looked at these sermons, there's definitely a series, a common thread in the building blocks for us to rethink church community and for us to worship differently and more frequently. So here are some of the highlights of the 11 Sundays, with today being the 12th. See if you remember any of these. God is with us to heal us and bring us to sight where miracles are possible. When we feel our dry bones depleted, God will provide the breath needed to restore us. Resurrection happens all around us. Be on the lookout, because tried and true ways of doing things may not work anymore. We look to a good crisis to rebuild and create something new. We learn by going, because we are on a pilgrimage that provides us boundless opportunities when we approach life with abundance. We celebrate our community of faith, our life together, and we will continue to grow. Because even though Jesus has ascended to heaven, we know the church is not the building. You are. So since March 15th, we have been on that journey as a church community. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, because as we look back, our actions as a church mirror those sermons. So our journey has been 12 Sundays and 78 days. How are you doing? So today we celebrate Pentecost. It too was a long journey for the apostles. 50 days of wondering what to do, 50 days since Jesus' death. What is considered as the beginning of the church is comprised of some pretty relevant and important elements to what's happening today. So Pentecost is that transition from the Jesus movement, when Jesus was alive, to the beginnings and the spread of the church with the infusion of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is what provides the foundation of the church. It's not a set of beliefs, a set of guidelines or procedures. It's the Spirit. So this is how I break down that very long scripture that we just read. This is the role that the Spirit plays in us. First, the Spirit disrupts. It took elements of wind and fire and breath to touch the apostles. It was the disruption that the community was to be the source of life. You see, the apostles started in a room, but they were moved out to the streets. Church moved from a building out into the world so they could feel the fire ignite in them. Two, the Spirit is diversity. When Jesus was alive, the movement was quite small, contained to those closest to Jesus and in a smaller geographic area. But now folks from all over the Roman Empire have gathered. The beginnings of the church consist of tongues of all nations, people of diversity who spoke different languages and came from different cultures. This is the inclusive love of God. The reason I ask you to hang on to the end of the scripture today is because verse 21 says this: then everyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who? Everyone. Say it with me. Everyone. Three, the Spirit provides purpose and meaning. The apostles finally know what they are supposed to do. They know their purpose without Jesus. They understand what to do. That God is the source and giver of life, the wellspring of divine wisdom, our meaning for work in the world. We are enlivened by the Spirit of God. Now, the apostles have experienced the disruption that their teacher and leader is no longer with them, and they figure it out. They figure out what they are supposed to do. They know their purpose, to be disciples, to spread the word, continue the work of the ministry and teachings of Jesus. These are the elements that the church with the Spirit was founded on. Which one of those three speaks to you? See, Pentecost represents an outpouring, a filling up of human lives with vibrant, hope-giving wisdom, bringing presence that conveys without absolute assurance that we are recipients of the gift of the Spirit. This gift marks the birth of the church as a spiritual gift given not only for the disciples themselves, but for outsiders listening. God's gift reaches outward to those outside the immediate circle of Jesus' followers. It seems that one of the marks of the Holy Spirit is that it empowers us to connect with everyone. This gift of wind and fire and divided tongues moves us to action. This Holy Spirit isn't a nice, let's sit around and see what happens and let other people take care of it. No, our Holy Spirit, she is wild. These things the church that is founded on are calls to action, disruption, diversity, purpose, and meaning. She is saying, come on, let's go. You see, the gift of the Holy Spirit is not contained to one place or one race. Remember, who is saved by the Spirit? Everyone. Say it with me. Everyone. And that everyone includes our black and brown brothers and sisters. And they need us. We need us to be wild and filled with fire for support. They need us to get outside safely and to stop these killings and this racial injustice, because we need them too. Currently, we are dealing with two very different pandemics. One, of course, is this virus that has us contained to our homes, and we are adjusting to social distance. We are adjusting to online worship, and it has not been easy, and we will get through it. We will get a vaccine someday, and we will be all back together. And I do not mean to minimize it at all. It has been filled with grief and adjustment. We are also dealing with racial injustice, and that is a bit different because it means we have to change. We have to change our mindsets, and that means changing our heads and our hearts. "I can't breathe" were the dying words of a black man named George Floyd as a police officer kept his knee on his neck for nearly 9 minutes while Floyd laid there handcuffed on the ground. We all breathe the same breath of God. We all breathe the same spirit. What should we do? How shall we ignite the fire within us for this racial injustice? The National Officers of the United Church of Christ, in addition to the movie that will be shown this afternoon, they've put out a very long statement. If you go to ucc.org, it is right there, front and center, and it's worth reading. I pulled out a brief snippet today to answer the question, what should we do? Quote, "As we enter this season of Pentecost, we are reminded that the breath of God blows where she wills. The fire of God's righteousness still burns with those who believe. The power of God still emboldens us to tear down every stronghold, and the will of God still reigns supreme. In the strength of that power, we must be compelled to speak up, stand up, and show up. We must bolster the courage to face this head on and call it by name. Only when we choose to face the evil can we cast it out from our collective being. This is the work of the entire church." Unquote. This needs us. What is your hope for this situation of unnecessary killings and racial injustices? The Pentecost scene is a hopeful scene. But we must see beyond the disruption of fire and wind to see the Spirit blowing embers on us to remind us that we have to change the world for good. We can't rest. The Holy Spirit is giving us the ability. Is your flame burning? We invite you to feel the gift of the Spirit for this church, this community, for our black and brown neighbors. And we invite you to stay involved with us, even though the building is quiet. We are a church founded on a covenant, a promise to each other, a promise of community. The Holy Spirit sends spiritual gifts to this church for its ministry. The Holy Spirit surprises and empowers us to do what we could do when we notice that we are filled. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.